It's Full Metal Jackie bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week. On the show with us once again, Nurgle of Behemoth. How are you?
Not bad. Just came back from the rehearsal. So a little, a bombard with the decibels, but other than that, awesome.
Well, there's lots going on with Behemoth as usual. First of all, let's talk about the live stream concert, the In Absentia Dia, which happened recently at broadcasting from a church. It was amazing. Nurgle, which was more difficult, the logistics of staging a ticketed virtual event or actually getting access to the church?
The access wasn't really that challenging for us because the church is no longer in service. So it was bought out. Actually, I'm going to tell you how much the guy was also a painter, so he's an artist. He paid for it. Now just sit tight, you know. He paid for it, not even $20,000 for the church and 5 acres of land. And this is 120-year-old church, and it's been off service since 45, so since the world ended in Europe. So. So it wasn't easy, you know. It was quite difficult to accommodate like everything in the church and just make it work, because obviously there was no stage. We placed the band in a spot where the altar used to be. So, but other than that, we were all using ears, so we weren't using wedges, which means we didn't really make as much noise as on the regular show. So everything was in our ears. That's how we could play, precisely and tight. So it was a big challenge, for production company, for our techs and everything. It was weeks or even months of work prior to the show. So it was a lot of work, but. Now I'm so happy we did that because it really paid off on every level, in every aspect, And seeing the reception to that show and seeing how, the feedback, I'm like, holy, I'm really, really fulfilled.
Nurgle of Behemoth with us. It's Full Metal Jackie off their EP of Forest, Behemoth with Evo on Full Metal Jackie Radio. It's Full Metal Jackie, Nurgle of Behemoth on the show with us this week. Nurgle, an EP was released earlier this year, and of course Behemoth's first ever record, And the Forest Dream Eternally, is being reissued. And it's been 2 years since the last full Behemoth album. How is the current state of the world affecting your creative perspective?
Well, first of all, I don't think it's very popular what I'm thinking and actually publicly saying, is that I'm quite thankful for the lockdown, and because I try to embrace and appreciate any change that I welcome any change in my life, okay? And despite the fact that there are people being hurt or die, there's no fun in that, okay? I want everyone to be safe and live the longest life that is possible. But then again, plagues has always been a part of world landscape, and we're actually confronting one of those plagues now. We just need to, relearn how to deal with it and how to cope with life, with earning money, with living our lives, living our lives. Okay, so for me, it's like, okay, cool. There's gonna be no touring, but how can we reinvent ourselves? How can we deliver our art out to people? So the situation actually made us really stretch our brains that much to come up with this vision of a show, or I don't know what's that, is it musical? Is it a long, 2 hour clip or a movie or a show? What's that? I don't know. You tell me. But we came up with this format that is pretty unprecedented. And this would have never been possible if there were ongoing shows and tours, and everything would be just the same. You know what I mean? So on one hand, I would love, the business to go on, and I miss my traveling and I miss confronting fans. But then on the other hand, it's like, man, I've been touring my whole life, how about just, you know, sit on my ass and just pay more attention to details and try to come up with something absolutely like outstanding creatively. You know what I mean? So it's advantages and disadvantages, but I always see the glass half full rather than half empty.
Nurgle of Behemoth with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up, we'll be hearing from Jamie Josta of Hatebreed for Josta's weekly pick from the pit. Gonna check out a new track from Mastodon, Napalm Death, more with Nurgle. It's all on the way. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Nurgle from Behemoth on the show with us this week. And Adam the Apostate is a new documentary about your life. Why is it important for people to be able to trace that path of who you are?
Obviously, you know, there's people who are interested in a character, you know, and in the nature of the band. And they like to analyze things. They like to go through, like, details and stuff. Like, earlier today, I was shortly on the phone with my friend Nicholas from Shining. He's like, hey, man, I'm disappointed, you know, because my diaries or whatever he put out, you know, it was selling so well, and now I just put some horror stories and people are not that much interested. And to me, it's obvious. People are interested in you, in your personal experience, in your activity rather than your creation. And I don't know if it's cool or not. I just know that it's a fact. So, for example, for me, seeing that Rob Halford is releasing a new book, I'll be the first reader of that book. I'm so purchasing it, and I'm getting because I love Judas Priest, and I want to know the mindset behind Judas Priest. I want to know details. That's me as a fan, okay? So if I can be, you know, if this is my attitude towards Judas Priest and Rob Halford, maybe someone has exactly the same interest, shares the same interest, you know, in my character, in my life, in my philosophy and stuff. So I guess people will find it interesting, or maybe not. I don't know. I mean, the book Sacrum Profanum sold like really well. It was, I don't know how many, like in Poland, 40,000 copies. Europe, like world English version, around 15,000 copies for a book. It's a lot. You know what I mean? So it's pretty popular, and there's a lot of really good feedback. So I'm curious. You know, I'm curious with sharing my experience and my stories with the universe, you know, and let's see what the feedback is going to be on that documentary. I hope people will dig it.
Nurgle from Behemoth with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Also music from At the Gates, Slayer, more with Nurgle. And we'll check out a new Architects track right after this. Full Metal Jackie. Nurgle of Behemoth is my guest on the show tonight. And again, Behemoth's first ever record, And the Forest Dream Eternally, is being reissued. Nurgle, based on the nature of your music and how it's presented, some people call it heresy, but it's really about freedom. What instilled such a passion for freedom within you?
It's hard to say. I mean, it's a subject for another 3-hour interview. Are you ready for that, Jackie?
Hey, I'm free.
At some point, we'll do that. We'll get there. But I think it's different factors that come together. It's a fact where I come from. It's Poland. It's the regime. It's one regime that I was born into, which is communism, mixed up with other black regime. No, don't get me wrong. I'm not talking about black metal regime. I'm talking about a Catholic conservative regime. It's just, I'm relentless when it comes to, you know, fight with the oppression of Catholic system and their mindset and how limiting it is, you know? So I just, that's who I am. It's hard to do like this self-analysis, okay? It's hard to do that, you know? But it's just something that is in my DNA to fight for that. Also, like a lot of like, you know, lawsuits that I, you know, came along the way that just tried to censor me, and especially in my homeland, you know, anywhere in the world, you know, it's not really happening, you know. Maybe now it does, but it's all that to put together, and also like at the very root of what metal is, of what black metal is, and the whole rebellious spirit of of that genre. I mean, there would be no point, you know, if there would be no freedom within the art. You know what I mean? So especially if there are like any forces or authorities that try to, you know, put us down or like, you know, censor our art. You know, I mean, loudly we say no, and we you know, the guard up and yeah, bring it on. You know, because we're not giving up on our freedom. I mean, I know it sounds very cliche this day saying that freedom. Of course, everyone is crying for freedom, and it's all about it's the interpretation. Okay, are we like, you know, and that is a philosophical question that I'm just gonna throw into the ether now. Are we really free in this world? Like being, I mean, Polish or U.S. citizen or British, we're never free. We're never free. But to the within the certain borders. I think we can fight for our freedom, and that's what I do through my actions.
Nurgle from Behemoth with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. Got to take a quick break. Coming up next, though, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, along with a new track from Mr. Bungle. Their first new album in 21 years, The Raging Wrath of the Easter Bunny demo, comes out next week, and they also have a Halloween special, The Night They Came Home, a virtual live concert experience. So that is happening on Halloween. The Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week and more with Nurgle, all happening right after this. It's Full Metal Jackie. Nurgle from Behemoth on the show with us this week. Music was a pathway for your own free thinking. How important is it to you to provide the same course for people through your own music, especially now?
Considering what's happening in the world now, and it's just going crazy. And you know, you have it in US, and you know, people have been all over Europe, in Hungary, and like in Turkey, in a lot of countries. You know, it feels like we're just moving backwards. We're just moving backwards. We're not really learning from our like mistakes, like past mistakes. I'm talking about like the totalitarian regimes that would take over. And eventually, they will just kill millions and millions of Europeans. So it's I think it's pretty crucial to bring that out and have an open discussion. You know, sometimes using fists, sometimes not, but. It's pretty essential, yes.
Nurgle of Behemoth with us. Again, Behemoth's first ever record, And the Forest Dream Eternally, is being reissued. Nurgle, thank you so much for being on the show. Thank you for taking the time, and I hope you stay safe out there.
Absolutely, you too. And yeah, really, I mean, don't get me wrong, you know, what I said before, I have all fingers crossed for the regular touring life to come back. And so we can see each other.
Absolutely.
I hope soon.
I hope so. This can't last forever, right? It can't.
Absolutely. Yeah. Exactly. Just stay safe. Just follow the protocol. It's important. You know, just, I mean, obviously, you know, we have to engage it somehow. You know, we have to, you know, get sick. But it's all about the proportions. You know, if it's not blown out of proportions, and we're just being smart and intelligent about everything, and it's not happening within 3 months, but within a year and a half, maybe, it should go off smoothly. And hopefully sooner than later, we'll be back on a track and we can enjoy touring gigs and then traveling, because I miss that so much.
Absolutely. Well, thank you again. Appreciate you taking the time to chat today.
Of course. Be safe.
Dovizenya.
Dovizenya. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And stick around, because we've got more metal on the way.